Hello.
Hey William, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for asking. You have a good weekend over there?
you? Yeah, what are you with?
I'm with Cardiff. I was helping you get set up for those Portageon trailers.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you'd receive my email with the application and everything we need to move forward for you.
Right. I'm waiting right now only because I need one like tomorrow.
Oh, you need one by tomorrow?
Yeah, that's why
Well,
I've been calling around everywhere.
I mean, if you we can possibly get it for you maybe late tomorrow or the next day if we get the ball rolling on this paperwork.
No, I need it tomorrow. I have to deliver 50 units.
To deliver. Okay, what time you
So,
have to do that? Well, weren't you looking for two of them too, though?
yeah, no, I'm gonna buy two trailers. I need one tomorrow just for tomorrow.
Just for tomorrow, just to borrow. Are you trying to borrow one? Or are you trying to actually
Yeah,
get your one
I'm gonna
bought?
rent one.
You're gonna rent one.
I'm
How much does it usually cost you to rent one?
Depends on who has one. Usually, my buddy has it. It's only gonna cost me like $300 to rent.
Oh, not bad at all there.
No.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like you definitely need these things soon. So I know you're looking for one by tomorrow, but we can definitely have you both those new ones probably by the end of the week if we get the ball rolling here. I mean, then you won't have to worry about paying rent for anything else, and might save you a
Those
little.
have the signs on them and everything.
Not too sure. I bet you might have already checked them out there. Because I would just
Yeah,
help
I
you
have
get.
to put the size on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you know? Who you? What brand or what vendor you're looking to go through for those? You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who you were gonna end up going through to buy those?
I don't, off the top of my head, I don't. I was looking through LTI.
LTI.
Your trailers, I've dealt with like five or six different companies this week, so just refresh my memory with everything.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Well, I'm actually more along the lines of just equipment financing for you and working capital. So once you find the trailer you wanted through the vendor, we would actually pay them, and then you just finance through us once you got your equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had talked. I think you gave me a call on the 8th, so which was last Thursday or Friday, I believe, and. Yeah, so we talked for a few minutes, said you were looking to bring out a couple of those. They're usually around 10K or so. Oh, you said you also had a couple of different equipment loans out too, right?
Yeah, I have a couple of Portageon loans out.
Okay, well, no worries there. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely. Once you locate the vendor you actually want to purchase the trailers through, what we would do from there is we would get in touch with them, and actually after if everything went through, we would make the payment to them. You'd be able to get your trailer and put it to work, make some money, and then pay
Yeah.
typically a monthly payment for it on that through us.
Right.
So,
Kind of what I did with my other ones.
what was that?
Kind of what I did with my other ones.
Yeah, exactly like that. And then, from there on out, once we get the first little bit of paperwork, and after you already do business with us, say you wanted to bring out a couple more trailers, a few months down the road, it'd be a much simpler process just since you're already an existing customer. And then once that happens, the rates and the offers we give you are like existing customer ones, which typically come out to be some of the best programs around.
Right.
Okay, so, go ahead.
So Brian, I'm just writing your information down from there, so that way we can get everything rolling from that application and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have the trailers there, or am I just leasing them through you?
You'd just be doing it through us. So you say you found you said LTI, you were looking over there through them. Say LTI had a nice trailer that you thought you wanted, and once we did all the paperwork over here, got you pre-approved for, you know, the amount of the trailers, we would then, you know, proceed by paying the vendor for the trailer. You pick it up, and then you just basically set it up to pay us, you know, a monthly payment on it.
Right, right.
So have you...
monthly payment be done with it.
Yeah, exactly. What were, did you receive my email with the application that I sent last week?
Yeah? Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry, it's a little staticky on this end here. Okay, well, if you want, just, if you want to get that printed out so we get the ball rolling, I know you're in a hurry for these things, you said a week or two, and I know you already need one tomorrow, so it would have been nice if we could have helped you out a little bit sooner, so you didn't have to pay, to rent one, but, if you want, shoot me over that application, and I can have you exactly what you qualify for by tomorrow, and that way you can...
It's Sheffield, right?
No, my name's Kyle.
No, Sheffield is a finance company.
Oh, no, that's Cardiff.
Oh, Cardiff, okay.
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Do you need my income taxes and stuff?
Yeah, just the first two pages, just so I can see the ownership breakdown of your company, and then your gross annual sales.
Yeah, I don't have my income tax done.
Was that? Do you have ones from 2014 done?
I do.
Yeah, we can work off those then.
Okay.
Do you have did you get an extension for 2015? Is that what it was?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, perfectly. Well, if you wanted to shoot me the 2014, that we can work off those. And then it was also just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. I know that's kind of a hassle, but we just got to check that out to really see, you know, get a real-time look at the health of your business.
Yeah, I mean, my business is very healthy. It's just right now... kind of a little overextended with everything, so I'm trying to piece everything together.
No, of course, and actually, this is a, if you, personally, I believe this is a smarter way, you know, instead of going out and, you know, paying cash for those trailers and then being out the cash, but you got the trailers, you know, you can leverage our money over here, and, you know, if something were to happen, all you have to do is lose your trailers, you know, and you're not out, you know, the 40K or whatever they cost you there, 14, I think it was, right? 14,000 for both of them? Because you did want two new ones, right? Two 40-footers?
Yeah.
Okay. You have my information down there. Kyle from Cardiff. And then you want to write my phone number down here, too? That way you have that. Ready when you are. Still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for my phone number?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, you got it already? Perfect. Is this your cell phone I called you on?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty then. Well, I know you're probably pretty busy over there. When are you thinking you might shoot me about back that paperwork and I can start your file? Think I might be able to get, I was just, when do you think you might be able to get me that paperwork?
I'm going to work on this afternoon. I got a lot of stuff going, so I got to get these board jumps ready to go. What are you guys, 3 hours behind us?
Yeah, so I'm here till 6:30 your time. If you get that back into me by then, I should have you hard numbers tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Tomorrow afternoon's too late for me, so I'm trying to get everything done right now.
Yeah, well, I know you're super busy, but there is a chance that if you get it into me by 12 o'clock this time, so 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you know, we might be able to pull some strings. I'll go talk to my underwriters, see what we could do to speed up the process here since you're in pretty good need of those. So,
yeah.
If you can make that happen, shoot those over to my email, and I will definitely get the ball rolling. You know, I got a couple other things going on here today, too. A couple other clients I'm working on getting a few things for, a couple excavators and whatnot. So, but I can set that aside. I know you're in real big need of that, so pull some strings over here.
All right, well, let me get some information going here, and then I'll give you a call back.
All right, yep, call me. I'll be here.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Yep.
If not, call me at the end of the day.
Of course, sure thing. Look forward to hearing from you. Yep.
All right, thanks. Bye.